Well, thanks, guys. And whenever head coach Doug Peterson talks about the running back position, Greg, one of the first things he talks about is the ability to impact the passing game. And the player that they selected here in round number four, Donnell Pumphrey from San Diego State, can do just that.
Without question. You know, it's funny, when you do your work and you watch guys and then you make your notes, which I know you do and I do, and one of the things I said about Pumphrey, because, look, he was an eye back, and he ran really well inside in college, but at 178 pounds, obviously he's not going to do that with any consistency in the NFL. So when I made my transition notes, I said there's an element of Darren Sproles to his game, even though the body types are different.
Yeah, and obviously this was before he was drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles,
right.
So you see the transition here. And this is a clip from Pumphrey down at the Senior Bowl. He had a good week of practice down there. Obviously was extremely productive during his career with the Aztecs, but here's Pumphrey.
In the shotgun, that's critical.
That is
in
big.
In the shotgun. But you know what I really like about this? You and I were talking about this as we looked at the play. He runs inside, gets through a small crease here. And by the way, when he plays, he's going to have shotgun runs. That's what he'll be. And you made a great point here.
This is the lane you would think is going to be open.
Right, right.
But he reads this and knows, you know what? This is going to close quickly. Let me find my backside, my back door here.
He had really good vision as a runner. And even though he's not going to do this consistently in the NFL, you know what you like here? The attitude as a runner.
I love it.
He did not go down easily. I mean, obviously, he's not going to run with power and physicality at the NFL level at his size, but it's the mindset you're talking about.
When you watch him against some of the big competition, because you say, oh, he was really productive at San Diego State. Well, great. No, when you watch him against Cal or the Pac-12, he ran for like 1,700 yards in that game alone. He was running all over the Bears.
For 4 years, he was the leading rusher in FBS history.
Yeah, and he can do this. And this is down at the Senior Bowl in the week of practice. That was the last clip was the game. Here he is matched up in a pass-catching drill on a linebacker. It's Ben Boulware from Clemson. Watch how Pumphrey is able to win as a receiver coming out of the backfield.
And see, this is what I really like. This is really kind of a vertical type route. He wins, and this is – when I saw him at the combine, the first thing I thought of was this guy could be a really dynamic receiver for a team that thinks a little bit outside of convention and uses him, because obviously he was an I-back feature back in college, but for a team that thinks of him, you know, not the normal way, a little beyond convention. And we mentioned the Darren Sproles. To me, he's the next Darren Sproles here in Philadelphia. That's why he was drafted.
And so when you think, okay, well, how is Darren Sproles used in the NFL? How has he been so productive over the course of his career? You'll go back, this is a couple years ago, Monday Night Football. Here's Darren Sproles in the backfield. He's going to run a little Texas route here out of the backfield and watch him get matched up on a linebacker and win.
Yeah, and we just showed Pumphrey against Ben Boulware, a linebacker, different route. But you're going to see this kind of thing with Donnell Pumphrey as he gains experience. Sproles is getting up there in years. I think it's his last year under contract. I think Pumphrey was drafted specifically for that role. And, again, that's what he is in the NFL. This was a really good – again, we talked about in the fourth round, you get into the third day of the draft, you pick players to fill specific roles. That's what Donnell Pumphrey is.
No better person for Donnell Pumphrey to learn from than Darren Sproles.
Yep.
And he's going to get a chance to do that here in 2017 in Philadelphia.